This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
Well, welcome to June Dairy Month. Certainly, Bill, this is an exciting time for dairy farmers. A little history in the background, actually, it's established in 1937 to distribute excess milk, because back in those days, most of our cows were on grass pasture, and of course, once they hit that lush pasture in May and June, boy, they just produced lots and lots of milk, and so we had lots of dairy products to go with. The official starting date, however, is in 1939, and that was by the National Dairy Milk Council that initiated June Dairy Month. Then in 1955, the American Dairy Association took it over, and we now have it today knowing as June as Dairy Month. So let's talk a little bit about the dairy industry and what it means for consumers. First of all, there are 29,858 licensed dairy farmers here in the United States. You can only sell milk if you have a state-approved license to sell milk on the marketplace. We have 9.5 million cows, but that number is down a bit, Bill, primarily because of the higher feed costs and certainly restrictions in water in some areas on cropping programs as well and other high costs. The amount of milk a cow produces, the national average, 23,948 pounds of milk. Or for our listeners, that's about 48,000 8-ounce cups of milk that you can consume out there at this point. However, the number one milk state is our neighbors to the north, and that is Michigan. And they're averaging 27,102 pounds of milk. That gives Michigan a decided advantage in just in profitability because of fixed costs remain the same. The average herd size is about 317 cows, but we're seeing a trend, Bill, of much larger herd size, much common herds of 2,000, 3,000, and some of the very largest herds in the United States, 150,000 under one ownership. We are producing 226 billion pounds of milk, and 17% of that milk will leave the United States. Although shipping now challenged, that generates $7.66 billion. That's with a capital B, billion dollars of cash flow for dairy farms and for the dairy industry itself. The number one dairy state, of course, is California, followed by Wisconsin. And surprisingly, Texas is number three. Texas is going through a real growth spurt, primarily because of the panhandle area up there, and they're building new milk plants. And if you have new milk plants, the cows will tend to follow them. What about value? Right now, if dairy farmers were getting 20 cents a pound for milk, roughly 8 pounds in the gallon, that'd be about $1.60. And now we're getting 25 cents a pound for milk. That gets up to $2. So there's been some national news that dairy is causing inflation, and it's up 20%. Obviously, the farmers are not seeing that 20% increase as well. If you're the average consumer, you're drinking 16.4 gallons of milk, eating about 38 pounds of cheese, and eating 6.3 pounds of butter. And butter has had a resurgence. People love the flavor, and now they know it is a very healthy product. Milk delivers about 72% of the calcium needs in the diet. And why is butter yellow? That's because it contains beta carotene. Just to give you an idea why the cost of cheese is going up, it takes 10 pounds of milk to make a pound of cheese. So you can see that's about $2.50 in the production of the cheese. It takes about 21 pounds of milk to produce a pound of butter, and indicates why butter prices are high as well. Well, as consumers, you're probably seeing some sales now. Even though milk and dairy products are increasing in price like all foodstuffs, we still see sales. There are coupons we get in the mail all the time. You will see recipes as you can access to use dairy products as well. And, of course, many breakfasts going around the United States. Farmers open up their farms to have a breakfast there, especially on Saturdays, to bring families so they can actually see what's happening. So what's our take-home message, Bill? First of all, dairy is big business, employs lots of people, generates lots of income, and exports bring in dollars into our economy. It's rapidly changing. And it looks like 2022 may be a good year for dairy farmers, even though milk prices have gone up, but so has the price of feed, fuel, fertilizer, labor, and energy costs as well. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilin Ruminant.
The first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.